On the line, I have Louise Saunders, who's the president of the Bat Conservation Rescue and Conservation Organisation of Queensland. Hi, Louise. How are you going?
Hello. Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Now, have I got it right? The Bat Conservation, no, Rescue and Conservation.
Bat Conservation and Rescue Queensland. We used to be called Bat Care Brisbane, but due to our conservation nature, we included the conservation message in there.
And now, this morning, you were telling me that you were in Enoggera or on the phone to Enoggera?
Yes, I was trying to find a rescue member, rescue volunteer to attend a barbed wire rescue at Enoggera Army Barracks. It's always a really difficult thing to find a rescuer to go for rescues. We just about need two or three people in every suburb because people don't really realise that bats are the most common species of wildlife we have in Brisbane, and unfortunately they get caught up in human obstacles.
Now, bats and with bats, this encompasses the micro bats and flying foxes.
That's right. We're bat specific, and people often say, well, what's a bat? And a bat is actually a flying mammal, and there's two separate distinct orders. There's the microbat and a megabat, and the megabat includes the flying foxes that we so commonly see around Brisbane.
And I've read that bats are very crucial to the ecosystem.
That's exactly right. If we don't have flying foxes, we really don't have forests. Our flying foxes have a symbiotic relationship with our native woodlands in that they do distance pollination, which keeps our timber strengths viable and also keeps it strong so that it's not subject to predation by insects. So they're a vital, they're a keystone species really in our Australian bushland, but overseas trees are often pollinated by wind, whereas people think, oh well, don't the birds and bees do it, but flying foxes are basically the ones that do it here because the eucalypts have evolved to need outcrossing of pollen, which is the distance pollination. So the flying foxes do it by night and the lorikeets do it by day. And they're all migratory species that actually travel in relation to the flowering patterns of our forest. But also our rainforests are critically in need of flying foxes because they disperse the rainforest seeds away from the parent tree.
Now, bats, I guess fruit bats in Brisbane, I don't know, I know I grew up in Corinda, so that sort of where the area there were bats fly at night time, flow over, and there's a, I think, almost a feeling that bats are some kind of pest bird, and they get it, and they make noise in trees, and they poo all over your car, and or over your house, or whatever. So you must have quite a job to turn the public opinion around.
Yes, if you look at all of our native wildlife species, the flying foxes have certainly copped a bit of a hammering over the last couple of years, and it's really not as bad as people might think. We've got a lot of coccus palms that grow around the Brisbane region, and really people need to think, well, is it what I'm growing in my backyard that's causing the problem, or is it the bats themselves? And 9 times out of 10 when we're on our events, it's the coccus palm comes up every time. And when I first started rescuing bats way back 17 years ago, I just looked at every single rescue I went on, and there was always a coccus palm there somewhere. And when I say to people, okay, you've got noise, squabble, poo over everything in the morning, what's attracting the bats? And 9 times out of 10, it's a coccus palm. So I say, right, this is fantastic. This is a win for the bats, but it's also a win for you. Get rid of your palm, and you'll no longer have the bat noise, and you won't have the poo all over the place in the morning. Natural native vegetation that they're feeding on, the nectar and the pollen, it's not a really ghastly yellow sticky poo like the coccus palm poo. So we really encourage people to get rid of those coccus palms. They're popping up everywhere. Brisbane City Council have actually declared them as an environmental weed, so we'd really like to encourage people to get them removed.
And the coccus palm also, it's not just the colour of the poo and the pests, they actually cause damage to their teeth or something?
Yeah, that's right. It's my theory, and I hope that you've got some academics out there that perhaps want to do some research, because it's my theory that flying foxes, who normally should live for about 18 years, we're seeing them coming in quite young and they've got no teeth. And if you think about the coccus palm, there are seeds available all year round in Brisbane, that's ripe seeds. So the flying foxes have availability of this hard seed that's not a normal type of seed for, a natural seed for them to be rolling around in their teeth. So when we get animals into care, we look at their teeth and a lot of them don't have any teeth at all. And this has to be because they're wearing them down through the hardship of these seeds that they're chewing on constantly.
So what else can people do to help bats?
Oh, look, just be tolerant and understand that these are living animals. They have a need just like we do. And unfortunately, they love the southeast of Queensland just like we do as well. If you looked at the vegetation types, we have the most flowering eucalypt species here in southeast Queensland than anywhere else in Australia. So it's no wonder it's a bit of a point for flying foxes to migrate to when these trees are flowering. So I would really encourage people not to use barbed wire. We've got our rescue organisation is non-stop doing barbed wire rescues. We have so many causes out there that are causing deaths. Coccus palms, please remove your coccus palms. It kills a bat in about 7 different ways. That's including dog attack when they come to the ground to eat the dropped fruit, because we're just coming out of a starvation event that has been ongoing since May. And we've had flying foxes do the most historic, horrible journeys that they've never ever been seen to do before, like trying to jump off the end of Victoria and make Tasmania to try and find food, and also historic journeys into Adelaide, which they've never done before. So we've really got a problem.
And what else can people do to get involved? There's a bat cruise?
Yeah, there's certainly batty boat cruises. They go up the Brisbane River and we watch a fly out, and if it's a really hot day, you'll see flying foxes belly dip, which is how they drink. So they dip their tummy in the water and then they go off and land in a tree. But the cruises are fantastic because we do a little, it's run by Brisbane Branch Wildlife Preservation Society, and they do a commentary along the way all about the history of the Brisbane River. And then we get to Indooroopilly Island, we watch the flying foxes fly out, and we talk about the importance of flying foxes and how we can tolerate them and why they're so important to our whole ecosystem.
Now, there's a website as well as a phone number. Can you just tell us those?
Yeah, we've got a website which you can get information about membership, etc. But that's www.bats.org.au. And if you have a flying fox that is in your garden, please don't try to touch it or help it itself, or you see one on power lines, please call our rescue helpline. It's a 24-hour service, and we care about flying foxes. So many people do drive past thinking it's just a plastic bag on a barbed wire fence, but please report any bats alone through the day. They need help, and that rescue phone number is 0488 228 134. But if you just Google Bats Brisbane, you'll get us come up, and the rescue number will be on the website.
Okay, so if you see any bat on, dead on the telephone, on the power cables?
That's right. If we've got flying foxes up on the the power lines at this time of the year, it means that it's more likely that there's a baby on board the mother. The flying foxes are all giving birth at the moment. They only have one baby, so they've got a very low population rate for the size of the animal. They have one single young. It takes 6 to 7 months for them to actually produce that baby, which is a long gestation period. And at this time of the year, they carry their babies with them for about 4 weeks until they're too big for them to carry. Then they leave them at the colony. But if you see a bat hanging from power lines, please report it between September right through to January, because there could be a live baby, and that baby will stay alive for around about 4 days before it will perish. It's pretty horrible by that time, because mum's pretty well fly blown. So please report them.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Louise.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for listening to me.
And that website again?
www.bats.org, that's org.au.